Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And again, today we have with us Bruce Topping. And I like to tease him, but he is now the International Director for Garden of Life. And I call him international. I think he's the national, but he goes to Canada and he does travel outside the country. So I have basically dubbed him or honored him as the international educator. Bruce, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, it is my pleasure. Bruce, I always like interviewing you because you really know your stuff. And again, you do a lot. I think you know a lot of people, a lot of doctors and scientists and other educators, but you do a lot of research too, and you know your stuff. So today, we're going to be talking about, and I talked to Barb, who's the regional sales director or sales rep. I love Barb. She's very smart too. I should have her on the show, but you're just like the super expert. You guys have gummies that are the bomb. They taste phenomenally well. And they're a turmeric, actually curcumin extract. So we're going to talk about your turmeric gummies, which we can't hardly keep in stock. It makes compliance so easy. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to get into another product, another turmeric product that you have that has the andrographis and a specialized patented version called Proactin. Is that correct? Proactin?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, the trademark.
All right, so let's start with these turmeric gummies. Again, well, before we do that, I just want to say Garden of Life is a large company. It's not one of these I don't care big companies. It's a large company. Dr. Jordan Rubin basically started the company years ago. He had Crohn's, and there's been so many good products come out of your company. You make, I think, some of the cleanest, what I would call cleanest, and I think that term's being misused just like natural was. But you have some of the cleanest, most natural, organic, quality. I mean, you guys have like farms in Ireland. I mean, you source stuff and sometimes you can't, and I know this has happened with a number of your products. Sometimes you can't get enough to meet the demand. So you're very picky, super quality control. You have very super intelligent people like you, Bruce, that are involved in the company, your formulators, your doctors, your nutritionists, and the quality, the manufacturing, just a really phenomenal company. When you see Garden of Life itself, that is almost, that's a brand that you know is going to have a good quality product. And your company's been around for how long now, Garden of Life?
Since 1999.
All right. A long
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. So I remember when it first came out and I thought, nah, this can't be real. This guy, yeah, had Crohn's, right? And he looked terrible and he's now real super healthy and everything. But then I saw the pictures and then I saw your company grow and grow and grow and grow. And only the good companies will grow fairly rapidly and sustainable in the industry. We're talking 20 years now. So you've got a lot under your belt. Okay. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be talking first about these, what you call turmeric gummies, curcumin based. Let me ask you first off, what's the package size for our customers? And I know we probably have an average suggested retail, but what's the package size? How many do you take a day? Is it good for children, babies, pets, pregnant, lactating women? Tell us about how, because the product tastes, these gummies are berry and they're absolutely phenomenal, but tell us about how do I take these?
So yeah, the suggested use is 4 gummies per day.
Is that all?
Give you, yeah,
is that, I was
know,
hoping
I
it was 20.
12,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, what a
table. I'll tell you, Mike, I actually know what happens when a 4-year-old discovers a bottle and eats the entire thing. And that is that there's no danger. It's not going to shut down their liver.
Oh, no.
It's going to be, you know, they're going to have much reduced pain and swelling and, you know, a lot of anti-inflammatory extract going into their bloodstream. But this is not like taking aspirin where it's going to shut down your
kidneys
or burn out your liver or destroy the stomach lining or anything like
that. No, it's actually good for you. And I can tell you, I've taken the extra strength adult version or the extra strength version, a large pill, several, you know, like 1,000, 1,200 milligrams. I've taken 30 of those in one day. Now, if you take a super high dose like that, that was of another brand. I think people are familiar with the Eurofarma, the Curamin product line.
Sure,
I took 30 of their extra strength in a 24-hour period. And the only thing that happened to me, and I had to do that because I had some surgery and so forth, and I wasn't going to take the heroin derivatives and all the other garbage that was out there. I was going to take something that was, you know, golden and good for me and had nothing but positive benefits. And, you know, if you would take 30 of the acetaminophen, you'd be dead. But
yeah,
I took 30 of these.
Like,
and again, yeah, you got to be really careful with the over-the-counter, the pharmaceuticals. You know, you have to be very careful with those.
Right.
But I I took this product, and I was having to take a couple, you know, every hour or so, and at the end of the day, I'm like, oh my gosh, I ate this whole bottle. It was a 30-count bottle. I'm like, the bottle's gone. Felt great.
Yeah, it's easy to do. They taste like apple pie.
Well,
I mean, you're talking cinnamon this was bark, the, yeah, ginger, this is, turmeric root, black pepper. It really is a home run.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
all sweetened with apples and peaches. I mean, there's no gelatin. There's no
okay.
refined sugar. There's no weird corn syrup or artificial colors. And as you said, Mike, that's really what we're about as a company. Garden of Life, we're mm-hmm. really about the raw material supply chain. You know, when you go to the drugstore, most of the vitamins are made from GMO yeast and rocks and coal tar, corn syrup.
Artificial colors, flavors. Yeah, you won't find that at all. You guys are very good at that. And I want to drill down on those ingredients, but I just wanted to add that the next day I did have a little bit of a loose stool because turmeric can kind of be very cleansing on your liver and your bowels. It's very healthy. So I think the worst thing that would happen is it would probably hurt your pocketbook.
Yeah,
and again, you might have a little bit of a loose stool, but that's a natural reaction because it's so cleansing. And again, I don't even know. You know, there's this misnomer out there that it has blood thinning properties. I have not found any study or anything to indicate that turmeric actually thins the blood.
It's all case reports. There's no clinical trial
affecting
INR value. It's all case reports.
I know.
It seems like it's hit and miss. You know, some people are susceptible to that effect based mm-hmm. on some of the forums and case reports.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. There might be mega crazy high dosages, or they might be combining it with omega-3s and other things that we know are blood thinners, and that could be confounding the result. So, yeah, the jury's out on the blood.
Well, and it's a theoretical concern because the NSAIDs and all of the other pharmaceutical drugs do have a lot of blood thinning properties. So they thought, okay, well, this is a great pain reliever. So theoretically, we're going to be concerned about, since it is such a great pain reliever, that maybe it thins the blood like all the other pharmaceuticals and toxic products. So anyway, you'd be wasting your money. It's very safe. And again, you know, we do not recommend that you eat a whole bottle every day.
No,
if you do,
no, don't do that.
If you do need to do something like that, please consult a qualified healthcare practitioner.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now the ingredients, you were mentioning cinnamon. Let's go. I don't have the list right in front of me, but I know you know the product really well. Why did you put what you put in there? What is the quality of your turmeric? We always talk about BCM 95 or 95%.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the ingredients in this gummy. They taste really good.
Right.
In fact, we have to, you know, they taste so good that you just want more. But why did you put everything that you put in there? What were the reasonings behind that to potentiate and make this product? Because it works really well, too.
So we have two things we look at. One is sustainability.
Right.
Most of the turmeric is grown in India. And India has pretty bad farming. They allow all kinds of banned stuff.
Oh, no.
In fact, it's like a third of all the sprays they use are banned in the West. So it's, you know, it's kind of the Wild West. There's lots of witches' brews of chemicals being sprayed out there.
Right, right.
So number one, we wanted organic. We're one of the few organic turmeric extracts ever sold on the market.
Okay.
And number two, we wanted absorption. And everybody knows that turmeric roots, well, really it's the curcuminoids, the polyphenols. Everybody knows those things are really hard to get in our blood.
Yes.
And what little does get in the blood doesn't hang around very long.
Yes.
The half-life is measured usually in minutes. So everyone's got their own little tricks. There's all these labs that make, you know, some of them use nanotechnology to chop the particles up.
And I'm not a big proponent of that because that's weird stuff.
Pretty
yeah.
weird. Kind of gets into the,
and then
whether it's natural anymore.
Propylene glycol, I think they use,
that's right,
too.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I talked to the doctors and scientists on that, and some people get good results with that.
Some use phospholipids, where they chop it up with lecithin particles to try to enhance membrane absorption.
Right.
That seems to improve absorption a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, you know, the tumarone blends, where they splice out some of the essential oils, and like BCM does.
Yes, that's a good one,
And then there's black pepper.
Right, the pepperine.
It's the oldest.
Now, are you using the branded pepperine, or what kind of pepper do you use?
They call it Bioperin.
Bioperin,
it's a trademark name.
Okay,
and Bioperin is good. We've used it in the past, but it's not organic. And for this product, we actually found an organic black pepper extract.
Of course, you did.
It's 95% piperine, so it's, you know, in material, it's the same. It just doesn't use any formaldehyde in the growing process.
Awesome.
Most peppercorns do.
Right.
So we were able to get around that. And black pepper is really very traditional. It does enhance absorption by about 20-fold. I mean, it's not a small
thing. You know, Bruce, why do we put pepper on our food? I mean, it adds the flavor and everything, but it's also kind of warming, and it's digestive.
That's right. Yeah, it improves absorption.
Right.
It improves half-life. So we're going with the one that we can get the cleanest. I mean, we looked around at all these different extracts. We shopped around.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not much organic because a lot of them use ethanol or even chloroform or dichloroethane.
Oh, those are,
mentioned propylene glycol.
Right.
A lot of these processing methods kind of negate your compliance with organic. You know, it's not clean enough in the process.
Well, and then you can't get all of that out. I don't care what type of extraction process you're using. There's always a trace there, and I don't like that idea.
It's like washing your hands if you got gasoline on them. You can wash them 4 or 5 times. You're still going to smell a little gas after you're done.
That's right.
I agree with you. It's hard to get those solvents out of the product.
Right.
So that's what we do. We use fermented organic turmeric root, standardized, and then we add the black pepper extract. It's also standardized. Mm-hmm. And then to the gummies, it's in that cinnamon, and it's got a little extra ginger in there.
Okay,
so we're
now
looking at circulation, knocking down inflammation, and giving it all delivered in fruit. You know, peaches and apples are the other ingredients, and the pectin is even from orange peels and apples.
Oh my gosh. So
as
it's
clean
like,
as you can get.
It's all, it's vegan then, correct? Or vegetarian?
That's right. Yeah, we actually use vegan.org. We moved away a long time ago from letting our own flapping gums say what it is. We want third-party experts to come put their seal of approval on it. So you don't have to just trust a marketing team. You can trust all these third parties that are experts in that field, like vegan.org for vegan testing.
Man, yeah, I don't think we could get a better product. And it comes in, is it a 30-count bottle?
No, it's 120 of them.
It's 120
days. So 30 days, it's going to be a month's supply.
Okay.
4 days.
All right. Again, I don't know the exact price. I know we got it way discounted at Mary Mann. Do you happen to know?
I think they're about $30.
Okay, so at Mary Mann, it's going to be 20-something. And I think sometimes we run coupons on some of this, so please ask. Ask for the coupons and promotion. I know it was on sale for a little bit, so now's the time to jump in on this. Well, how long does it last? You talked half-life and this and that and how stable it is. How long will this product last, just on the shelf? Is it good for a couple years?
Yeah, you got a 2-year shelf life.
Okay.
The half-life I was referring to is in the bloodstream, like how long these curcuminoids stick around in your blood before your liver glucuronidates them and breaks them all down.
Awesome. Okay.
Normally it's like 40 minutes. 30 to 50 minutes for typical crude turmeric. This is going to last for hours in your blood.
Yeah, see, I know some of the studies that they did on the curcumin products that they would stay in your blood for at least 12 hours because of the oils and the stability.
Yep,
and so that's very important because, you have these, like the NSAID manufacturers, the pain relieving over the counter, they're like, take this, it'll last 8 hours. But if you take this brand, it'll last 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah, right? So this is a neat thing about stabilized, potentized, digestive turmeric products, the curcumin, that it stays in your blood and in your body, and you get that pain relief for a long period of time. Now, I was in intense pain, so I was taking a couple every hour, and it really, I woke up the other morning, and I was like, oh my gosh, because I overdid and everything, and sometimes, when you're 100 years old like me, and you wake up in the morning, you can still be sore from the next day. You can have, your arm will be really sore, and it's like, oh my gosh, yeah, I trimmed the bushes yesterday, and my whole arm hurts, You don't bounce back in 10 minutes like you used to when you're younger. So I thought, okay, well, listen to that Mike King guy. So I took a couple gummies, and within 20 minutes, it started digest. And then all of a sudden, I'm in taking my shower, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can raise my arm above my head. I'm not in any pain. I can jump in and out. And I went and actually did some exercise in the front room and ran around the house, and I was good to go. The product really, really works. And again, I think sometimes people, they don't take enough, or they don't want. I have had a lot of customers complain about, I can't take these big horse pills, or the tablets are too hard, or I'm not getting enough of an effect. With these things, not that we want you to take copious amounts of it, but if you take 2 or 3, 4, and you don't get relief, you could take a couple more. And again, it stays in your body for quite a period of time. A lot of times you don't have to, again, the loading and the rebound, and you don't have to dose and dose and dose. You can take it, and it will be with you for quite a while. And it, not only that, it's fun. I mean, what more can you ask for? Anybody can, suck on a gummy or chew on a gummy. My arm.
These are a home run for kids. Yeah. For teenagers, it's hard to get them to take turmeric.
Yeah.
And this one, they ask for more.
Oh, I know they do. And just... And turmeric, we could talk for the help with the reduction in cancer and Alzheimer's and blood sugar and liver protection and digestive and on, but it's a really, really super pain reliever. But what about for a child, say even a 1-year-old, could they take one of these? Do you guys have dosage for that, or what can we say about that?
Our legal team makes us put 4 and up because of choking hazard.
4 and up, okay.
It's not because of there's something scary for their body. It's simply the mechanics of them potentially choking.
Okay.
All right. Very conservative. I mean, to me, I have a 2-year-old, and she's been eating these for over a year.
Right.
That's off-label, and you know, I can't recommend that legally.
I know, but that's why we do this show, because I got to get my customers educated and let them know. And again, you know, we always tell them to consult a qualified healthcare practitioner. But at the same time, we want to let them know the possibilities that are out there, so they can investigate and make their decision. You know, I like to open the doors and let them see the view, and then it's up to them whether they want to go out there or not, or jump into the pool or whatever. So you talked a little bit about cinnamon and ginger. I know ginger is like the cousin of the turmeric, and it's a digestive. And cinnamon, not only does it taste great, but cinnamon does so many other things too, with blood sugar and cholesterol and digestion. So putting those two, were those put in as a synergist or for the flavor? Or why did you put those in there?
Both, actually. Okay. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the herbalists that work for Garden of Life, just like you said, they love cinnamon.
Yeah.
There's antimicrobial benefits.
Oh, I know.
And I mean, it's great for the liver. There's all kinds of things for blood sugar. This is a gummy, so we do want to help their, you know, if they're going to eat 10 of these gummies, we don't want a big rush of sugar.
Right.
And it is kind of slowed down, being that there's fiber. It's not pure sugar.
So you're smart. So smart. Yeah, so you put a little cinnamon in. And then we know cinnamon is effective against the H. pylori. I mean, we're not going to say it's going to cure an ulcer or anything, but I mean, there are so many other positive side benefits.
Right.
Turmeric on its own, and you got cinnamon and ginger and the pepper and the natural fruit sugars, and on and on and on. This is one. Do you have any probiotics in here? Just to ask, because I know I always.
No, we looked at it. It's when you make a gummy, it's hard to get them stable unless you're using spore formers. And
okay.
The ones that are. Like we could use bacillus, but then some people don't want their bacillus spores in a gummy for
right.
their kids, for example. And if you use like the lactobacillus sporogenes or the duraflora, they mm-hmm. call coagulant strains, they're mm-hmm. just weak. You have to use like 50 billion to have much benefit. So
but
it,
Bruce,
it's really
Bruce, the gummies
logistical.
Would be huge and we could eat more.
Oh,
well.
To get a golf ball.
Yeah. I don't mind. I know what was really good. I got to eat. And it's like the old joke, like, I just had one beer. Yeah, that was like a huge, ginormous.
The keg-sized
beer. I just had one beer. Just had one glass of wine. Yeah, right. I saw that glass. So this product is absolutely phenomenal. If you have any problems with compliance, if you know you don't like pills, or you've got a younger child that is turned off by pills or powders or liquids, because I've even tried some of the liquids. Some of them are okay, but it tastes, I shouldn't say this, but it tastes like a gummy, like candy. It tastes really good.
I know.
In fact,
we really wanted to make this the home run of the line.
It is.
Making sure kids could really, for the first time, enjoy a turmeric product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think it's so much better than the NSAIDs or anything else that you would give them. And they'll get used to the natural way, the natural feeling. And again, I always tell people, you know, give it a little bit of time. Take a higher dose. Work with it. Your body sometimes, particularly with bones and joints, I know Dr. Andrew Weil, in his writings, he always says, you know, give it at least 90 days before you even start expecting major pain relief with your bones and joints and injuries and so forth. So this is a phenomenal product. It does a lot more than just pain relief. As we know, turmeric is the Indian gold. It does all kinds of wonderful things. If you eat way, way, way too much, you might loosen your bowels. But in some instances, people like to do that too. Not to say that that's what this would be used for, but it does so many wonderful things. It tastes great. It's inexpensive. You get a great big bottle of it. And again, you don't have to worry about maybe eating too much. I don't want to call it a treat, but it is. It's a treat for your body. And it tastes really good. So you guys, you have a winner here. It's a home run, I would say. 11 out of 10. So this is a great product. I can't say enough good things. Now, you have another product. We need to start talking about that before we run out of time here today. And that is your, I have been taking Andrographis paniculata. It is a bitter herb. I'm assuming it's an Ayurvedic herb, although I think it came out of Asia.
Yeah, it's both. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very long tradition in the Ayurvedic. It has an old Sanskrit name. It's been widely used for hundreds of years.
It's a phenomenal. It's very bitter though, because I'm taking it straight.
Gross.
Yeah, it really is. It tastes. It's like putting vinegar in your mouth. It's that bitter. And of course,
bitters. Withers you.
Yeah. It's like, woo. But bitters are very good digestive aid. Now, this is in a product called the My Kind Organics Herbal Turmeric Pain Relief. And, of course, you have the turmeric. Now, what is it? Go into detail about the turmeric blend, and then we're going to talk about your specialized antigraphus in here. But what's the core turmeric blend that you're using? Is it still the...
Yeah, again, we're using organic fermented turmeric.
Okay.
This is a trademark called Termapure, which we buy from NatureX. It's grown in the Tamil region. Even the solvents are all organic.
Wow, so
no GMO-derived solvents, no petroleum-derived solvents. Mm-hmm. It's all organic all the way through, from soup to nuts.
Wow.
So the turmeric is about as good a quality as you can get, and it's standardized to 95%. So you get 50 milligrams of curcuminoids, and of course the black pepper, the organic black pepper extract
is there
to help you absorb it. But that's not the heavy lifter of this formula. Ironically, you know, as great as turmeric is, as much as we love it, the main heavy lifter of this formula, it's called Pain Relief, is actually a trademarked andrographis extract called Paractin. And it's the only organic form of andrographis I've ever seen in my career in this industry. It's gold. I love this stuff.
Well, and it's even used in Chinese medicine. And it's antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory. And I think it's also good for a lot of these are, again, for occasional headaches, but a lot of these products, and again, even turmeric is good for your skin.
That's right. Yeah. So many people have chronic immune activation, you know, what we would just call, you know, heightened antibodies, heightened cytokines. Their immune system's in a tailspin.
Right.
And one of the things that andrographis and Paractin has been studied to do is normalize all these immune signals. And a lot of those are things like C-reactive protein. There's certain nuclear factors that are actually slowed down. It slows down certain antibody production when they're overexpressed. I mean, it really is a multi-pronged approach. It's not just a one-trick pony here going on one cell line or one target molecule.
Right, right.
It is a broad worker across a whole spectra of different immune cells. And it's one of my favorite herbs of all time, even though it tastes so terrible. So I think this is one of those rare combinations that I had never seen in the industry, to put turmeric with andrographis and put them both at clinically studied amounts. And this isn't like a kitchen sink formula. It's not like we're throwing a tiny little pixie dust amounts of every herb under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
We're really just using two that are both really heavy lifters. The andrographis, which is actually, I'll say this, I think the studies on andrographis are actually stronger than turmeric, at least for pain.
You know, it's coming out to be a big gun. I'm doing a lot of studies. I know you're a pharma. There's some other companies. Andrographis is becoming like the poster child of the adaptogenic tonic herbs now.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's looking for something new. But I remember seeing andrographis way back in the day, and I'm not going to give a crazy number, but I know it was 20, 25 years ago in a Dr. Holt cold and flu remedy. I forget the name of it, but Dr. Holt was using it because it's really good for upper respiratory, too.
Yeah, it was like Cold Calm or Cold Snap.
You remember that.
Yeah,
you remember that.
He was ahead of his time.
That man is brilliant. And it's funny, he really made me feel good one day because he's like, Mike, do you know of any new stuff? Because you always know the newest and the latest. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Dr. Holt's asking me for new stuff?
Yeah, wow.
This is the dude that, you know.
Make sure to record that conversation.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's like, wow. I said, you made my day. He's like, no, you really do sometimes know things. I'm like, well, you know more. But, yeah, and when I saw that, and I asked him, I'm like, what? Where did this come? He says, well, he'd been doing a lot of studies on the Chinese. He does a lot of, you know, Chinese and the Ayurvedic and so forth. And he said, this is one of these days, just like I remember Portia Mears that had the business of herbs with the CBD and basically the hemp and so forth. These doctors and, you know, these educators and these scientists, the ones that are really brilliant, they talk about this stuff 30, 40, 50 years before, and because I'm so old and have been in the industry for so long, I have seen stuff that I came across years ago, and it's just now really coming to the forefront, but also the quality. I think that's been a big problem, is the bioavailability. Like, you know, for a long time, turmeric was like, yeah, we know it's good, but we can't get enough in the blood, and we can't get enough to really get an effect. Is that what's going on with the andrographis, or has it just been one of those things that was overlooked?
I think both. I think there are better methodologies in terms of extracting it and concentrating up these andrographolides. So you're seeing better quality extracts that are more tightly labeled and are more consistent batch to batch. So the technology is definitely part of it. But it's also the grant money and the funding. I mean, a lot of these old tonics that were revered in ancient China or ancient Ayurvedic India. We're starting to finally get the turrets of funding where we're slowly turning our guns onto these old medicines and, and finding out, like, wow, there's some really impressive chemistry in here. And it actually kind of works like some of our pharmaceutical mechanisms. And
oh,
yeah. Read about Proactin. I mean, it works on necrosis factor alpha, which is, tumor necrosis factor alpha is one of the big guns in our inflammatory arsenal.
Right.
It's actually the target of a lot of drugs like Humira that knock down TNF-alpha. And it turns out that this herb called andrographis actually works on some of the same target molecules in addition to others. I mean, it's just a more versatile weapon.
And it has a lot of positive benefits. It's not a synthetic where you're going to have the side effects from it. That's what I love about these natural, God-given nutrients is when you take them, your body knows what to do with them. You don't have the side effects, and then you get these other benefits from it.
Side benefits, yeah.
Yeah. And andrographis, a week ago, it's adaptogenic tonic. I've been told to take it for at least 30, if not 90 days to really get the full effect, the healing effect. I'm not through my first bottle now. I didn't really notice anything too much, although I think overall, my aura has gotten bigger. No, my head's gotten bigger, but overall, I feel like, people are telling me, man, you really have a ton of energy. And I'm like, well, I did before, but I love it when they say, man, you look younger than you did last year when I saw you. I'm like, oh my gosh, you need to talk to that Mike King guy because everybody wants to look and feel younger. But I think it's these adaptogenic tonic herbs. They take a little bit of time. And again, let me ask you real quickly before we run out of time, what is the dosage that is recommended on this? How do we take this? What do you, and is it for children? Tell us about that part of it.
Yeah, so it's one tablet a day, actually. This one is so concentrated that we don't really recommend it for kids. I think it's pretty safe for kids. There's just not a lot of research, and the tablet is pretty large.
Yeah.
I mean, if you crush it up into a liquid, boy, it'll taste as bitter as all get out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to drink it. So
hold your nose.
Tablet. but it's one tab a day, and this one is one of our best sellers in terms of people writing in and telling us about the feedback in terms of pain, rigidity, swelling, all kinds of range of motion, getting through the day
with
your joints not aching and hurting.
I just can't imagine the synergy between an andrographis, which is with its anti-inflammatory and all the other things that go together, with a turmeric. I mean, this is so unique. It's not a really big seller yet. I think people just don't know about it, and that's why we're doing this show. And, of course, I like to send people to the show and have them listen to these podcasts because you can get a lot of new, some of the latest information. And this is a product. It's one of these up-and-coming new If it doesn't do well, it's because it didn't get any promotion. Because once somebody buys it and tries it, they're going to be like, really impressed with what the product does. Hey, Bruce, I think we're like out of time. But before you leave, your company is working on some real pure, clean CBD products. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
From USA, organic, compliant, CO2 extracted. I mean, workplace safe. No detectable THC.
Oh, my gosh.
We're adding in essential oils for terpenes. We're having third-party tests from LabDoor.
Sold.
It's amazing.
Sold. Yeah. You sold me. Bruce, this has been wonderful. Thank you for all the information, and thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.